Joining us now, let's open the door and welcome into the studio the biggest San Francisco 49ers fan we know, the Crazy Prospector. Good morning.
Ooh! It's playoff football! The Crazy Prospector excited for the 49ers! Woo!
Congratulations.
One time, I was out in the big thicket, rummaging around for some peat moss to insulate my sports cave for the winter. And I tripped over the helmet of Roger Craig.
Oh, wow.
What was that doing?
And I fell 270 feet into a ravine. And I fell right next to another crazy prospector who was falling the other way toward all the Roger Craig headgear. And once I landed there in that ravine, I look around at who might be having a bake sale of George Kittle-themed confections that could fuel me until I could crawl back to my cave with my two broken leg. And I didn't see anyone behind the counter of bake sale, so I took a few cookies. And then I heard a twig snap behind the boulder, and guess who I see?
Who?
Your nemesis.
Here comes the
my nemesis. And he chased me all the way to the Bay Area, and then back to the ravine, and then back to the Bay Area, and then back to the ravine again. And then he took Roger Craig's helmet and he shoved it up my rump till I finished.
Oh my, what?
Till I finished putting on the final touches of my Jerry Rice mural.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that I was going to deliver to Ricky Waters. But then the big old bear, he ran away from me. Because he knew the power of the playoff 49ers.
Oh, yeah, they're a powerful team.
Well, do you think they're going to finally get it done this year? They've been so close. Are they going to win the Super Bowl?
One time, I was out under the full moon, panning for the good gold.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get enough money to take a stagecoach to Santa Clara for the Lions game.
He knew it was going to happen.
And all of a sudden, guess who appeared right before my eyes?
Bear?
The ghost of Bill Walsh!
Oh.
So I stopped praying to him, thanking him for calling the catch.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, he unzips his ghost skin, and who do you think it really was?
Your nemesis?
No, it was the real ghost of Bill Walsh.
Oh, okay.
So I prayed to him and thanked him for pranking me and for calling the catch. When all of a sudden, who come up beside him but Merton Hanks!
Merton Hanks!
And Merton Hanks begins to steal my gold by extending his long giraffe neck and gumming the gold into his mouth. Then all of a sudden, he unzips his Merton Hanks suit. And guess who it was?
This one's the bear.
The future ghost of Merton Hanks! And he chased me into a bear den where I hide and wait for a local apocalypse so I can slip out under the cover of world destruction. But then I hear a growl in the cave, and I turn around, and guess who I see?
Now it's the bear.
Now it's the big old bear! That's right!
There finally.
So the big old bear, he chases me into the loving arms of the future ghost, Merton Hanks, who have been waiting the whole time. And then the bear grabs both of us and forces us to sit down to a dinner of mac and cheese and some sort of bear delicacy. But Bill Walsh comes up and overturns the tables like Jesus at the temple and makes Merton Hanks give me back my gold.
Wow.
I'm the crazy prospect and I love the 49er.
Well, do you think they got a little lucky?
One time I was walking along trying to look for bear scat to add to my collection.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
And I get hit on the head by an errant pass from Joe Montana.
Wow.
Whoa.
And we both laugh and make love, but then all of a sudden, a concert break out. And guess who the headliner was?
Creed?
Nope.
The big old bear?
Nope. Widespread Panic!
Okay.
So Corby and I laugh and put our arm around each other, and then guess who the opener was?
The bear?
The big old bear! Yeah. And he was on a PRS, but it was an SE model, and that offended Jerry Rice, who insisted all American-made instruments be used at gig.
Yeah, I've heard that about
so
him.
So they get into a fight, And I ran all the way to Detroit to taunt them and tell them that they aren't as good as Fred Dean. And they respected my opinion and promised me that they're going to lose against the 49ers.
Well, everybody said they're going to lose.
Yeah! Okay. Woo! I'm the crazy prospect and I love the 49ers.
Wow. I knew he'd be fired up.
One game away from going back to the Super Bowl.